coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Love Letters, a Bible study on the epistles with Pastor Arno Bessel of St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth, Devon.
Welcome to the series of Bible studies on the letter of the Apostle Paul to the Colossians. A photograph of an idyllic scene exhibits the beauty of the place, draws us into the pleasant atmosphere, and makes us feel part of it. Is there any way of picturing the Christian life? Yes. The Apostle Paul draws in bright colors an album of photographs that shows what Christian life looks like. He writes in his letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Paul takes into account what happens in holy baptism. In this sacrament, using water and the Word of God, we have died with Christ. Baptism puts to death the sinful nature. Our sins, our transgressions, our guilt, and all that belongs to the evil nature we were born with, are buried with Christ. However, as Jesus was raised from the tomb, so also we have been raised with Christ to a new life, a life that reflects the glory of the risen Lord and Savior. After his resurrection, Christ ascended to heaven, where he is seated at the right hand of God, governing the universe, guiding and protecting his church. Since Christ died, was raised, and ascended to heaven, so also in baptism we died, have been raised and ascended with Christ. On what do we concentrate our life now? The Apostle Paul says, seek the things that are above, where Christ is. And again, set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. Paul is not suggesting that Christians should ignore their daily duties here on earth, or despise the things on which naturally and necessarily our lives depend. Paul is emphasizing that this world of ours is a fallen world, in which we do not find fulfillment. The important things above to set our hearts and minds on are, in the first place, Jesus Christ our Savior and all the gifts he makes available to those who believe in him, including forgiveness of sins, the promise of resurrection, and eternal life. Although we are bound to deal with the many things that keep our lives going here on earth, the final aim is not here on earth. The final aim is to reach heaven by faith in Jesus Christ. As the Apostle says, Christ is your life. True, fulfilling, and perfect life will be revealed and given to us on the last day, when Christ will return to earth, raise the dead, and take us with him to heaven. The Apostle Paul continues to display the album of photographs of the Christian life in his letter to the Colossians, chapter 3, verses 5 to 11. Put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you: sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. On account of these, the wrath of God is coming. In these you too once walked, when you were living in them. But now you must put them all away: anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator, Here there is no Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all and in all. Once more, holy baptism is brought into the scene. Christians are called to live out their baptism and daily put to death what is earthly. Although we died, were buried, and raised with Christ, the sinful nature still dwells in us. What does belong to the sinful nature? Paul points out sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Sexuality is part of God's creation and is not evil in itself, as long as it is properly managed and enjoyed. However, sexuality can become a stumbling block if it is left unchecked and abused. What was created to be a blessing can become a curse. The Apostle Paul underlines the fact that sexual sins, like any other sins, bring about God's wrath. Sin offends and displeases God. Sin deserves punishment. Holy Scripture clearly states, "The wages of sin is death." Paul reminds his readers, including us, that in the past they lived in the sins he mentioned. But the practice of these sins should not be part of the present life any longer. Therefore, Paul says, "But now you must put them all away." Paul also speaks of put off the old self and put on the new self. The image here is of a person who takes off and puts away dirty clothes and puts on clean ones. The old self is the sinful corruption of our nature inherited from Adam. What is proper of the old self? To the old self belong anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk, and lies. These feelings, attitudes, and practices are dirty. They stink. They offend God, and they harm our neighbor. Rid yourselves of these things. Take them off, recommends the apostle. Instead of the clothes of the old self, we are advised to put on the new self. What is the new self? The new self is the renewed life created in us by holy baptism. The new self is a new and believing heart in Jesus Christ. The new self is faith in Jesus Christ that expresses itself in good deeds, good attitudes, good words, decent language, and kind feelings. The new self in us is in constant process of being renewed in knowledge after the image of its Creator. Our relationship of faith with Christ restores the image of God that was lost because of sin. This image consists in knowledge of God and holiness. Faith in Jesus Christ and the dress of the new self remove all distinctions between believers. In Christ, all are one, no matter the nationality, the social and economic condition. Christ is all and in all, says the Apostle. Paul turns over one more page of the album of photographs of the Christian life. We read in Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 to 17. Put on then, as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other. As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Out of undeserved love, God has chosen us to be His people. We have been elected to eternal salvation. A new self has been created in us. This new self appears in new and clean clothing. Therefore, the apostle encourages his readers to put on compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. These virtues are essential elements of the Christian life. Jesus showed compassion towards people in need. Jesus was kind to people who approached him. Jesus humbled himself to the point of dying for sinners on a cross. Jesus was meek and patient even towards his enemies. As followers of Jesus, we are encouraged to follow in his footsteps and imitate him in the virtues of compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. There are plenty of opportunities to do so in our daily relationships at home, school, work, in church, and in our neighborhood. The Apostle Paul also advises us to bear with one another. Others struggle as much as we do, perhaps much more. Empathy and mutual support are dearly welcome. Likewise, forgiveness falls in place. It is quite common in human relationships to offend others or to be offended, to commit faults against others, and to suffer faults committed by others against us. In many cases, friendship is shattered, relationships are torn apart, and enmity settles in. What can be done? As the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive, says the Apostle. It is never easy to forgive. However, in our difficulties to forgive, we are advised to turn to Jesus. He always and repeatedly forgives us out of compassion and love. His forgiveness knows no limits to those who, in repentance and faith, turn to Him. The forgiveness received from Jesus enables us to forgive our neighbor. A number of virtues have been mentioned so far, but there are a few others to add to the list. The Apostle Paul highlights the virtue of love. He says, "And above all these, put on love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony." Love is the most excellent virtue. Love surpasses all other virtues. Love is like a belt that holds all virtues together. What kind of love is meant here? It is the love seen in and expressed by Jesus Christ. It is sacrificial love. It is love that goes the extra mile. It is love that puts the neighbor ahead of oneself. It is love that expects no reward. It is love given to those who do not deserve it. And then the Apostle pairs love with the peace of Christ. He says, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body." Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, made peace between us and God. His peace is given to us. So instead of bitterness and quarreling, the peace that Christ gives shall rule in our relationships. After all, we are members of one body, the body of Christ, which is the Church. We are brothers and sisters of our fellow believers. We are called to live in peace with them. Since God has done so much for us and has given so precious gift to us, the Apostle reminds us to be thankful. Thanks to God we have been baptized and called to faith. Thanks to God in baptism we have died with Christ have been buried with him, and have been raised with him to a new life. Thank you, Lord. Now to remain in the faith and to be able to live a Christian life filled with virtues, we need the Word of God to sustain us. Paul says, "Let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God." The Word of Christ is available to us in Holy Scriptures. Read it, reflect on it, digest it privately, attend Bible studies and divine services in church together with brothers and sisters. In the company of fellow believers, we join in receiving the Word of Christ. We teach and admonish one another. We sing hymns and praise God. This is an album of photographs of the Christian life. What could possibly be written on the last page of the album? No other saying suit better than what the Apostle Paul says. "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Everything that comprises our day to day should reflect Christ and be to his glory and praise. We have seen in this study that the life received from Jesus does not focus on material prosperity, popularity, fame, or pleasure. The life we have received from Jesus is rich in gifts that we cannot make or purchase, namely forgiveness, love, peace, and thankfulness. The life we receive from Jesus fills us with virtues and enables us to be a blessing to our neighbor. Thank you for reflecting with us in this study. Please join us again next time.
This study has been prepared and presented by Pastor Arno Bessel. He serves St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Plymouth, Devon. The congregation at St. Peter's is expecting to meet you and to share the good news of Christ with you. Divine services are held on Sunday at 11 a.m. and Bible studies on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. For more details, visit our website, stpeterslutherans.co.uk. You can also follow us on Facebook, St. Peter's Lutheran Church, Plymouth, England. For questions or comments about any issues raised in this program, write an email to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned.